By now, Jake's two-incher had grown to its full length and was throbbing fit to burst. Jake could not wait any longer, and neither could Finn. Jake penetrated Finn's virgin booty hole with gusto and began pumping. "Oh my gosh, Jake," moaned Finn. "That feels so algebraic." Jake said nothing and continued pounding. Being 12 years old, Finn did not have much of a wiener to speak of. Nonetheless, he began massaging the spot where a penis should be, crying out in pain and pure ecstasy while he did so. They did this for about 26 minutes, before Jake suddenly stopped.
"What's the matter, buddy?"
Finn questioned.
"You run out of juice so soon?"
"Nah, man. I just had a great idea. You remember my stretchy powers? The ones that make me grow huge?"
"Yeah,"
Finn answered cautiously. Suddenly, Jake's two-inch-long cock expanded into Finn's ass. It grew, and it grew, and it grew. Finn began screaming, but not because he was in pain, but because his body was now being filled with Jake's beautiful genitalia. Jake continued to grow until his doggy lipstick was 300 feet long and as wide as a city block.
"Jake, you really are a true bro,"
Finn squeaked out, barely able to speak. "Thanks, dude," Jake said and smiled. He knew that now Finn and himself were inseparable friends. Nothing could ever come between them. And with that heartwarming moment, Jake continued. Jake kept pumping and grunting, back and forth, in and out of Finn's backside, his doggy balls slapping on what was left of Finn's body.
"Bro, I think I'm about to come," exclaimed Finn. "Let's come together, as one, as true bros."
And they did. Jake released his load all inside Finn. So forcefully, in fact, that some came spurting out of his mouth. Jake's jizz flew so far, it even reached Lumpy Space, hitting the Lumpy Space Princess in the face. Jake shrank down to his original size.